Okay. Not bad. I've got Sawyer and Aurora here, and they were just making funny faces trying to make me laugh, and it worked pretty well. Aurora, tonight at dinner, asked if I had any more ticklish spots on my body, and she kept like poking my arm, and then she went for my underarm, and I was like, I'm telling you, I'm not ticklish anymore. I can't. And then I was like, she got that finger hooked in my armpit. I was like, oh my goodness. It's not, I'll say, everyone, I'm, what?
Everyone has a tickle spot. I mean, I know I do.
Yeah.
Especially as kids.
Yes. And those ticklish spots, like right around your neck. Oh my gosh. And the armpit. Oh, it can get so ticklish. Swear you're goof. So today, we got to celebrate Aurora's birthday. It's not for a little bit, but we still celebrate it. So tonight's story is going to have something to do with Aurora's birthday, okay? And it's going to be a magic hat story. Sawyer wants to say something. Go ahead, buddy.
And we're going to, like, celebrate Aurora's birthday and have cake.
Love me some cake. That's like my favorite part of birthdays is getting some good cake, a little bit of ice cream on the side. What? Yeah.
I like to join my family members and do the fun activities.
Yeah. It's just fun to be together as a family, huh? Especially because now we're out in the middle of nowhere, out here living on this little house on the prairie. So still figuring it out. Let's do it, shall we? Ready for the theme song? The magic hats. Aurora, Cohen, and Sawyer were excited to celebrate Aurora's birthday because they knew it meant they were going to get to play all day on the property. They lived in a little house on the prairie with two creeks running through the middle with trees and pasture and lots of chickens and a big white dog that looked like a polar bear. And they knew, oh, they knew that they were going to have a ball. Aurora couldn't wait because she had helped Mom make a special fairy cake for her birthday. And it was 3 tiers tall. And what are some of the things that were on that cake, Aurora?
Fake plants and little fairy toppings and lots of sparkly sprinkles.
Sparkly sprinkles. And those sprinkles, if you turned off the lights, would glow in the dark. She didn't even need candles. But she did have candles anyway and could not wait to dig in that night. But first, Aurora got to open one present that morning, and they all gathered around in the living room, excited to watch Aurora open the presents, and they were bouncing up and down on the couch, and Aurora was giddy. Ooh, I can't wait! And she did a little dance, and Cohen's like, just hurry up, will you? And Sawyer's like, I hope it's edible, I'm hungry. And Aurora's like, if it is, it's my treat. And Sawyer said,
if it's edible...
Exactly. And they sat there and Aurora dug into the bag and pulled the tissue paper out and it flew around and floated through the air. And their little sister Eloise was like, I want it. And she grabbed the tissue paper and put it on her hair. She's like, ooh, pretty. And then she's like, my turn. And tried to grab Aurora's present. And Aurora's like, Eloise. Eloise was just two. Eloise, it's my birthday. Can I open the present? No, Eloise said. Eloise, please, maybe you can help me pull this tissue paper out. He's like, I want to open it. And Aurora was really nice, so she let Eloise help her open the present. But Aurora was the one that pulled it out of the bag. And when she pulled it out, she saw a little teeny tiny furniture, a little wood chair, a long wooden bench, a little itty bitty fountain, some fake mushrooms, and 3 beautiful fairies. One with a green dress and green wings, one with a purple dress and purple wings, and one with a pink dress and pink wings. Can I go out and please? She said, jumping up and down. Okay, her parents said, but be sure you're back soon to to get ready for your cake and the rest of your presents, okay? Don't disappear on the property. Take Jet with you. Jet was their dog. So Aurora took Jet and she ran outside over to her fairy garden, which was this beautiful nook of trees right next to the fruit orchard. And those trees hung over in this canopy, and there were little rocks that bumped out of the ground in the grass. And Aurora found these little nooks and crannies at the base of the trunk where the roots gnarled out in and out of the grass and the rock. And Aurora arranged those little chairs and the tables and the mushrooms, and even took some of the wildflowers from the garden and placed them around the fairies. And Aurora looked over her shoulders and pulled one more thing out from behind her back. And it was her magic hat.
And I said, abracadabra, make the fairies come alive!
And the trees shook, and the wind blew around her and swirled, and glittering sparkles of fairy dust that made Aurora's hair whip around until it settled in teeny tiny gusts of sparkling wind around the fairies. And Aurora got down on her knees and looked, and the fairies stretched their wings, and they waved to her. And they started dancing and twirling in the air and sitting down and having a little tea party at the little tables Aurora set up. This is amazing! And Aurora held onto her hat and said,
abracadabra, make me a fairy so I can join the others.
And the wind swirled and she got teeny tiny and sat down and had a tea party with her fairies. Meanwhile, Cohen and Sawyer were back at the house, and Mom and Dad wanted them to get some chores done. They wanted them to take care of the chickens, to take out the trash and water the gardens, but Sawyer and Cohen didn't want to. All right, Mom, we got it, Cohen said. Not. And Cohen snuck outside and he took his magic hat, and Cohen had been super obsessed with finding snakes on the property. Aurora and Sawyer weren't super excited about snakes, so they kept their distance whenever Cohen did this. But Cohen loved it, and he held onto his hat. He hid around the corner of the house, and he said, abracadabra, abracadabra, help me find snakes! And the air shook. And everything got hot around him. He started to sweat. Oh, at first he thought he got the spell wrong, but then air stood still. But something was different. Everything around him had kind of a yellowish tint to it. But as he looked closely, he saw little red squiggles all around the property in the yellow-tinted landscape. What the... Cohen ran over to the first reddish tint that was in the grass, and sure enough, it was a snake. It was practically glowing red. Ho, ho, ho! It was a big garter snake, as long as him. And he took off the hat and scooped that snake up into the hat, and he put it on his head, and it kind of tickled, slid around, and he's like, ugh, that's kind of weird. But he loved snakes, and he didn't care.
Then he decided to use his hat to get a fish tank to put it in.
Yep. And he said, abracadabra, make me a tank. And the ground shook and a glass tank appeared out of the driveway. And Cohen flicked his hat off and the snake fell into it. Cohen ran around the property following the little red squiggles all over by the creek in the bushes. He was pulling out bull snakes, racer snakes, all sorts of big snakes. And every time he'd scoop it up with his hat, and the magic hat would make him coil up, and he'd run back to his tank. Oh, I found another one. I found another one. He said, and he plopped it down. Cohen even used his magic hat. Once that tank was so full and he got bored of catching snakes, he went to go catch fish. He went to the pond on the property and said, abracadabra, give me a fishing pole. And a fishing pole popped out of his sleeve. Whoa! And he cast it and started catching fish in the pond. But what he really wanted was a giant catfish. And he could not find one. He didn't want to cheat, because that was the fun part about fishing, was the challenge of catching the biggest, coolest fish you could. So Cohen tried to make a point not to cheat when he was fishing for this catfish. Meanwhile, Sawyer, come on over, what do you want to say?
Anyways, I was like staying at the house and relaxing on the couch, and I was bored, and I walked over to a wolf, and I saw fairies, and I didn't saw a wolf, I saw a wolf fairy.
Aurora, Sawyer said when he was looking for her by the trees. Oh, where is she? I know she's over here. And he went to turn, and then he heard a little voice say,
"You're gonna step on me!"
And he stopped his foot, and he moved it to the side, and he looked down, and Aurora was holding her hands overhead.
"Sawyer, you almost stepped on me!"
And Sawyer's like, "Ah! Aurora, you're tiny!" And he saw the beautiful fairies twirling around the table with the tea set. "Whoa," he said, "can I join you?" And they said, "Of course." Okay, go ahead.
Abracadabra, make me into a fairy.
And I am the smallest, tiniest bug on the universe.
Said Sawyer as he shrunk.
I'm a bug. I turned myself into a bug.
Okay.
But I'm supposed to be a fairy.
As he shrunk down and turned himself into a little stink bug. He kept tooting every time he moved around. "This isn't what I wanted," he said. "Turn me into a fairy." And the wings grew longer, and he turned into a fairy knight. Wow! But Sawyer, as Sawyer usually is, didn't want to stick around for a tea party. So he wished Aurora and her fairies adieu and flew off toward the pond where Cohen was. He kept trying to get Cohen's attention, fluttering by his head, but Cohen swatted him away. "Those stupid flies."
"No, it's me! It's me!"
Sawyer said, and he kept poking at Cohen's head. "Oh, these mosquitoes!" And he smacked his head, and Sawyer was smacked on his cheek. "Cohen, that hurt!" And Cohen looked at his cheek, and he saw Sawyer's little head twitching on his cheek. And Cohen threw his fishing pole. And Sawyer screamed, And Cohen flicked Sawyer off his cheek and went, Plink, plink, plink. And he skipped along the pond a few times until he went, "Abracadabra, turn me back into my normal self." And he turned back into his full-size self. And Sawyer found himself sitting atop the paddleboard in the pond. And he looked around. And he got a really good idea. He said, "Abracadabra, make this a wave pool."
Tequila!
And this huge wave swelled behind him in the pond, and it grew bigger and bigger until Sawyer stood up on the paddleboard. Oh, whoa! And he started surfing the wave towards Cohen on the beach, and Cohen's like, "Oh!" And Cohen tried to run away, and Sawyer's like, "Watch out! I can't stop it!" And the wave's going, and all of a sudden, Sawyer hit a bump, and something splashed out of the water into his hands, and it was a giant catfish. And he looked down, and it went, with his big whiskered mouth, and Sawyer looked down and went, "Ah!" And he surfed with his big catfish in his arms, and Cohen's like, "That's my catfish!" And the surfboard went shunk, and ran into Cohen, and pretty soon, Cohen and Sawyer were bouncing on the surfboard, holding the catfish flopping around in their arms as the wave whoosh, crashed over the grass, over into the creek, and shh, and they went down the creek, whoa, and they had to duck under the branches, whoosh, whoosh, ramp over the boulders, whoosh, until it came to a stop at Splash Rock. Aurora, at this point, had grown to full size and was done with her tea party. She was basking in the sun by the Splash Rock, which was a big boulder that jutted out in the middle of the creek where the water cascaded over, made little tide pools, and made the rock extra slippery for them to slide down like a natural water slide.
Even a wuss-sauce, like, laying down on the paddleboard, like being dead, but we were sleeping on the rocks.
Cohen and Sawyer and this catfish were all laying down on the paddleboard exhausted, and they floated up to the shore next to the splash rock where Aurora was sunbathing, getting a nice birthday tan. And when the paddleboard bumped into her, she went, "What?" And she poked Cohen and Sawyer, and they didn't move. She poked him again, and they still didn't move. She poked the catfish, and it started flapping, and its tail smacked Cohen and Sawyer in the face. And they woke up, and the fish swam off, and they looked at each other. "Oh, that was crazy. Cohen, Sawyer," they heard a voice shout from the house, "you haven't done your chores." Cohen and Sawyer looked at each other. "Oh, man. Here, let's go take care of the chickens." They quickly ran up the hill from the splash rock to the chicken coop, and Cohen ran in there, and Sawyer stopped at the gate. "What's wrong?" Cohen said. "Come on, help me." "I'm kind of scared of the rooster," Sawyer said. And sure enough, in the chicken run, the fenced area, there were 30 chickens, and one of them was this big golden brown rooster. And it eyed Sawyer. Sawyer had been pecked by this rooster many times, even on the butt. And Sawyer wasn't about to get a sore butt. Not today, not on the perfect magic hat day. "Nah, you go take care of it. Here's the chicken feed."
"Can I just say something? And I got pecked by the rooster." Ah!
He got pecked even through the fence. "Just take the chicken feed," he said. "Fine, you're just..."
He's like, "Oh, and don't forget to slap that rooster in the head."
"Yeah, smack that rooster for me," he said. And Cohen's like, "Please, this rooster's nothing. You're just being a chicken." "Bawk, bawk, 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 bawk." And Sawyer said, "I'm not a chicken. I just don't want my butt poked." "Chicken," Cohen said. "Bawk, bawk, 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 bawk." "Oh, you want a chicken? I'll give you a chicken," Sawyer said, and he touched his hat and said, "Abracadabra, abracadabra, turn me into a chicken." And all of a sudden, Sawyer felt his skin prickle, and he looked down and feathers squeezed out of his pores and sent shivers up and down his spine. He got a little plump, and he turned into a giant chicken. And all around him, the other 30 chickens stared at him with huge eyes and in unison went, and they all laid eggs. They were so shocked at the sight of this giant chicken. And Sawyer strutted into that chicken coop next to that rooster. And that rooster went, and Sawyer went, "Buck, buck, buck, ah." And he went, "Buck-ah!" And he pecked the rooster, and the rooster flew off. Then he turned slowly to Cohen, and Cohen was holding the chicken feed like it was a teddy bear and squeezing it. "Sawyer?" And Sawyer turned his chicken head and went, "Buck, buck, buck." And Cohen's like, "I'm sorry." Cohen chucked the chicken feed and Sawyer went bah, 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 and pecked Cohen in the butt as he chased him around the rabbit. "Ow, ow, ow, ow." And he chased him around until finally Sawyer had had enough and he turned himself back into a little boy and he quickly filled the bowl with chicken feed in the chicken coop and they collected the eggs. And as Aurora helped them collect eggs, she froze. "Guys, come see this." And they all ran over, and there, nestled in one of the boxes, was a giant egg. It was as big as Aurora's head, and had little green spots on it.
"Where did it come from? Is it a dinosaur?" Cohen said.
"Oh, you wish," Aurora said. "It's probably just another big giant egg that Sawyer laid. I didn't lay any eggs. Sawyer touched his mouth. Ugh. He was still turning back into a boy, clearly.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Clearly, I think I turned an egg into a giant egg.
Sawyer couldn't help but squeezing out those giant eggs when he had been chasing Cohen around the property. But they took that egg, and Aurora tucked it into her bag, and they ran back to the house and finished their chores, watering the garden and feeding the animals, until they came in and had birthday cake for Aurora's birthday. And they turned off the lights, and it glowed in the dark. And even Aurora's little fairies came and danced around the candles. And Aurora's parents looked at each other and thought they were seeing things. "Do you see what I'm seeing?" her dad said. "Uh-huh," the mom said. And when they flipped the lights back on, phew, the fairies zipped off. And so their parents really did think they were crazy for a minute. And they cut into the cake and sang happy birthday. And then when they were tucking into bed that night, the fairies came and snuggled with Aurora on her pillow, and Aurora pulled that giant egg out of her bag. "Guys, I think it's wiggling," she whispered. Cohen, Aurora, and Sawyer shared a triple bunk bed, and Cohen said, "It's wiggling, it's wiggling," and he kicked off his blankets and rolled off the top bunk and fell on down the ladder and scrambled up into Aurora's bag. "Let me see, let me see." "All right, calm down," Aurora said, and Sawyer climbed up. "I think it's a dragon." And Aurora's like, "There's no way. It's probably just one of your giant chicken babies." And they stared at it in awe as a crack went. It split along the shell, and it split until a little chip fell off. And then another one, and another one, until a green, scaly head popped up out of the egg. They all gasped. A little dinosaur head swiveled and looked at them.
"Kids, be quiet and don't make a mess, because I heard crumbling,"
said their parents. And Aurora, Cohen, and Sawyer tucked their dinosaur into the bed and giggled as they snuggled with their new pet dinosaur. The end. Okay, let me tell you, hold on. That little teaser there was an official announcement that the next season coming out is Camp Dino.
The biggest chicken, the biggest rooster on the planet.
Okay, hold on. That was the official announcement and teaser for the next season of Camp Dino, which is going to premiere in a couple weeks. And it is officially called Camp Dino and the Spring of Ancients. So, Rocketeers, I hope you enjoyed that bedtime story. And happy birthday to Aurora. I'm sorry Cohen couldn't hang out with us tonight. He wasn't feeling well, so he fell asleep on the couch and we put him to bed. But Aurora, happy birthday, sweetie. I love you.
Thank you. And good night to all those who are listening.